Hi, viewers.
They're not viewers, Nick.
I know they're not.
That's a good start.
But we're back.
We are indeed.
My name's Nick Elliott, rock art photographer, and this is the legend that is known as radio presenter,
Reverend Christopher Moore, MA.
Good to see you, Chris.
And you, Nick. How are you?
I'm not too bad. It's been too long, isn't it?
What has?
Being away.
Oh, being away.
Yeah, we've been away.
We have been away.
We've been away. I know, listeners, you probably haven't even fucking missed us. But hopefully there's a few people out there that are regular listeners to the show that have missed us.
I'm sure there are, Nick. I'm sure you can count them on the fingers on your hand.
Hand?
Yeah,
that's right. Okay.
That's the word I was looking for.
Right. Only five of them, then?
No, four.
Four?
Four fingers.
Oh, of course, you one thumb.
And you got a thumb.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's been a long time.
It has.
I don't think we've done anything since Christmas, have we?
Not you and I together.
No.
No, we haven't. We've been separated.
Indeed.
By your many journeys and your voyages of discovery and everything else in between.
Voyages?
Yeah.
To the bottom of the sea?
Yes.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Yeah, that's a split infinitive, by the
way. I know it is.
Yeah, that always gets me, that. I got told off by one of my employers, a head teacher, who, when I wrote reports, that was the most important thing for her. She said, Christopher, she said, you're using far too many split infinitives. And I said, what's a split infinitive? And she says, it's saying things like, that's what you said, boldly go is one. It's grammatically incorrect. You don't boldly go, you go boldly.
Actually, I do know this, but I didn't know this because I was going to ask you what a split infinitive was. A
split infinitive?
But you've just told me.
Oh, I have indeed, yeah. From my days of English teaching.
I didn't really understand it then, I don't understand it now,
well,
to be honest.
To be quite honest, it's irrelevant, isn't it?
Totally.
Look at all the big films, you know, but boldly go, Star Trek's a famous one, isn't it? I'm sure if you put your mind to it, you could find lots of films with a split infinitive expression within it.
I would think you can, but I would think that's not relevant if you're Captain James Kirk of the SS Enterprise.
No, that's right. Have you noticed that on those programmes, all the ladies were wearing Dixie short skirts, weren't they? Very tight outfits.
I'd never noticed that.
And you?
No, completely gone by me, that did.
And all the blokes had their, you know, normal stuff. Apart from Spock with his ears.
Yeah.
But the women are probably getting much shorter. There'd be belts they were wearing, you know?
No, it passed me by that, totally. Oh, okay.
That's not the Nick I know.
What about the guys that they always used to beam down to the planet service that never ever came back?
Oh, I know. What happened to them?
Well, they always got killed, didn't they?
Well, they must have done. They got splattered into molecules.
Mm.
Yeah.
They got... every week, there was one or two guys that never spoke, they never had no lines or nothing.
No.
And their sole purpose for being there...
To be obliterated.
Yeah, indeed. So they could do the fuckers, weren't they?
I wonder how much you got paid for that.
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Today, I'm going to disappear.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's your acting career over, isn't it?
Well, it's a good career move, isn't it?
Well, you couldn't get back into the show, could you? Because you did.
Well, they did in Dallas. Don't you remember Bobby Ewing?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
He died.
Yeah, he did.
And then the next series, he's back there.
Yeah.
And they said he was a dream. What a cop-out.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, I remember it.
My mum was a massive Dallas fan. Drove me around the place. Did you?
I
couldn't be doing with it.
Yeah, old Bobby and J.R. Ewing, and the Poison Dwarf was in it. Used to like her.
Oh, the little blonde sort.
Yeah, Charlotte Tilton, I think her name was. But he got mispronounced quite a lot at school.
Did it?
Yeah.
So what did they call her?
I don't know. I can't remember. There it was. Because she did have, you know, she was a nice, nice lady.
Enough room for your telly.
Enough room for your telly.
Yeah, and a Blu-ray DVD.
That's it.
Yeah. Sit down there, love. I've got some furniture.
That's Dallas. And, yeah. So Bobby, he apparently... died in the first, you know, the early.
Yeah, I remember that bit.
And then he came back. He came back the next series. He was in a shower, coming out of a shower or something. And they said what had happened about Bobby dying was a dream.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's how they got him back.
And you was a Dallas fan.
Oh, I was a Dallas fan.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Charlene Tilton, whatever her name was.
Is that what pulled you in?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You little tinker.
I know. There I was sat in front of the TV, my mum and dad there. Dad's gulping. Mother saying, what are you two staring at?
Ah, bit of a Baywatch thing. I never did that, neither. No, Baywatch.
I didn't do Baywatch.
Oh, fucking terrible programme.
No, I didn't. Couldn't get on with Baywatch.
No, nor me. No. Couldn't find the attraction in that at all.
Couldn't you?
Not at all. I really couldn't. American dross. Really?
Yes, yeah. We had a couple of redeeming features, but that's about it.
Are you on about Pammy?
Yeah.
No, I gave that a swerve, man.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that, Doctor Who, I didn't bother with Doctor Who either.
Oh, I did. I used to love Doctor Who.
Did you really? Yeah.
It's only recently that I've gone off it a bit. This recent Doctor who has apparently gone already, I don't know what they're doing to the programme. It's not scary anymore, and it's all sort of politically correct gone mad.
Oh, well, that's typical BBC.
Yeah, and it's just not good. You know, I wanted the Daleks to come back, or the Cybermen.
I do remember them.
Remember the Crying Angels?
No, like Weeping they were a good band.
Yeah, they're a good band. Weeping Angels and the Cybermen.
Yeah, really?
That'd be a good band.
I don't remember the Weeping Angels, though. It means nothing to me. What I do remember the Cybermen.
There was also a character who was just a face. Do you remember that?
The Master.
Was it the Master?
Was it the Master?
I don't know, but I can remember this woman. She appeared as just a face.
Oh, was it a woman, was it?
A two-dimensional. So if you can imagine like a tambourine.
Hologram.
Hologram. Yeah, yeah. A face. It creeped me out, that one did.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, dear.
No, I kind of... I gave all that kind of stuff a bit of a swerve, really.
Yeah, well...
They do tell me that the new Dr. Pooh, I mean who,
yeah.
is quite good.
Well, that's what I'm telling you about. He's quit.
Is he?
Yeah.
What, he sacked it off?
Well, either that or he just got disillusioned with the whole thing, yeah.
Oh, really?
Because it's all this correctness going on with it all the time, you know.
Yes.
The last scene, for some reason, he was dressed in a skirt. I thought, well, what's this adding to the... To the script here. What's this adding to the story? Well, I couldn't see anything.
Just, really?
Yeah, it struck me weird.
Well, that's a good lead into your obsession with stiletto heels.
Oh, and yours.
Well, I openly admit. Yeah, I don't mind a good stiletto.
What, wearing them?
Oh, I don't mind that at all. Not at all. I'm quite partial.
Are you? Yeah. Are you?
They're a bit to walk in, man.
Ooh.
Oh, stone me.
Oh, they are difficult, aren't they?
Oh.
You wobble a bit.
I've used them in a couple of the art projects that I've done.
Yeah.
This is a bit controversial.
Go on.
But no. I have tried to master them, but in saying that, there's a scene we're going to shoot in the summer, all being well, that features stiletto heels.
Oh, yeah.
For To Go Mad in Norfolk.
Right.
Yeah. I'll say no more.
No.
Because it's going to be very funny,
all
being well.
Ooh.
But it's very easy to end up being an A&E case.
Yes.
Yeah. Wearing them. Stone me.
I don't know how women balance them, to be quite honest.
No, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's very difficult, Chris.
Yeah. I'd rather a pair of your trainers, like what you've got on at the moment.
Ah, you mean my special brand new yellow and black Pumas.
If you were viewers, listeners, you could see these.
These were a present.
They're lovely.
From my good lady.
Yes.
When they only tipped up yesterday.
Well, look at that. Yellow, predominantly yellow, with a black streak down the side.
They kick. I saw them about a week ago, and I thought, whoa, it's one of them things that you just got to have before you die.
That's it.
You know? And, so it was a present from my marvellous partner.
There we are.
It was.
Blessings.
Anyway, what have you been up to?
What have been up to? Since turn of the year?
Well, since Christmas. I mean, we have spoken on the dog.
Yeah, we have. Yes, dog. Oh, dog and bone phone.
That's it.
All right. I'm with you. Yeah. Well, I'm continuing my writing, Nick, which is split over two main activities: my autobiography for what it's worth, and my poetry for what it's worth.
Right.
And I tend to go in blocks. You know, like at the moment, I'm doing mostly my book. You know, and I want to get that knocked on the head by the end of the year, really.
Right.
But so the poetry is taking the back. I was going to say taking the backside, but you know, taking the back end.
Yeah.
It's even worse.
just keep it going.
I'm trying not to keep myself too deep holding.
No.
Yeah. So I'm I am concentrating more on the book than I am on the poetry at the moment.
Right.
But that can easily change, mate. You know, if I see something that suddenly inspires me to write poetry,
yeah,
I'll do it.
Well, I mean, we've spoken a lot about on these shows about your poetry because it's extremely good. It's extremely good. The biography, I'm interested in that anyway.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm doing mine.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not writing it. I'm only dictating it. Yeah. I can't do the writing bit.
Well, dictating and writing is essentially the same thing, Nick.
Well, I suppose
it
is.
A lot of authors dictate it or speak it and somebody else types it up. You know, a lot of them do that.
But I am very interested in how yours is going.
Yeah, well, it's going, Nick. You know.
Is it?
You know,
just
not
going.
Not to be too technical about the issue, I reckon I'm about 3/4 of the way through it.
Right.
I think on my computer it's going to come out to 120,000 words there, give or take.
Right.
I'm just about on 94, 95 now.
Right.
I'm trying to keep it to the 120, but that's a very, you know, just a guideline, really. I've got about 8 more chapters to go.
So at what point in your life are we at, or can you not say?
I can tell you at a very awkward point in my life.
Okay.
As I said, off tape a little bit earlier. Now dealing with finding out my ex-wife was going to leave me and the ensuing divorce.
So it's a bit of a comedy then, yeah?
It's a comedy. And the ensuing decline in my health, etc.
Right.
And then, once I got through those chapters, it's then an upward trajectory, Nick, as I relocated to good old Boston.
Right.
Not Boston, Massachusetts.
No.
Boston, Lincolnshire.
Okay, in Lincolnshire.
In Lincolnshire.
Lincolnshire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I've been up to.
Right.
How about you?
Well, I've been... I know this is a bit of a corny statement, but jetting about.
Yeah, you
really?
Have, you have. I know. I've seen your activities on the Tinterweb.
Italy. I did the big show in Rome that I did. When was that? 28th of March, I think, was the private viewing night. It run for then 7 days after that. Spent 2.5 weeks over there. Italy, man. What a fantastic country.
Mm.
I love it. I absolutely love the place. I fell in love with it as soon as I got off the plane.
Mm.
And I think, as I mentioned to you before, I've always kind of been around Italians a lot. I grew up with a lot of Italians. You know, I've got one very dear friend who is Italian and we've been friends for over 45 years. You know, so the Italian thing has always been really very prominent in my life because Peterborough...
What's that got to do with Italy?
Well, I'm about to tell
you. Sorry, sorry. I thought, now where's he
wait
going with
for
this?
It, wait right. for it. I'm coming. Right. It's a fucking story.
All right, all right. I am sitting comfortably, so you can begin.
Right. Okay. Well, Peterborough. Peterborough is legendary for being full of a lot of Italians because they came to the Brit Yards. That's why.
The what yards?
Brit Yards.
Oh, I thought you said Brit Yards.
After the war, no, Brit Yards.
All right.
Yeah, as in bricks, build houses.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Yeah. And after the war, Brit Yards were obviously very busy. They needed labour because so many guys had been killed during the war. So a lot of Italians came over. They worked in the Brit Yards and the Brit Yards was very kind of... in the area where I kind of lived and were brought up.
In Peterborough?
In Peterborough. So I went to school with a lot of Italians, you know, spent a lot of time, you know,
with
close to Italians. No, only the Italians, not the Brits.
All right.
So, you know, my perception of Italy was totally different, really, to what Italy was.
Right.
And Italy's just—it's just magical, man.
Do they use bricks in Italy?
Not so much, I don't think. No, the Romans pissed about with stone.
Did they?
Here and there, yeah.
Right, right.
But yeah. It was a gig that I've been trying to get off the ground for 5 years. I wanted to show in Italy because for me it's the home of it's the world centre of art.
Yes,
it's the only place that really appreciates, you
and,
know.
And high fashion and all that type of thing.
Yeah,
cars,
yeah, yeah. Oh, women, cars,
women,
fashion,
cars, yeah,
art.
Yeah.
Does it get any better?
Oh, no.
You know.
It can't do, can it?
Plus F1 drivers and legendary motorcyclists.
Well, there you go.
You know. And yeah, so I went over there, had 2.5 weeks, took a small crew. We documented the show. and a lot of the time spent there. My PA out there, Raffaella, she put the whole thing together, and I'm going back in September. I'm doing another show in September. I came back with a residency in Rome, which is ideally what I went for. So I now have a residency for essentially as long as I want it.
Wow.
In Rome. So I can now shoot projects, concepts, and show them in Rome, whether I'm there and whether I'm not. And Raffi will look after all that kind of side of it. And like, so I'm going back in September to do a private viewing night for the residency, which is going to be quite a big gig. And then I move on to another town, and I've got no chance of telling you what the town is called because it's just very Italian. So I'm showing there for just over a week. And then I'm then moving on to another place called Paldova, I think it was, or something like that, which is not too far from Venice. And I'm showing there for, I think, a month.
Wow.
Leading up to the end of the year. That's in November. And then I've got the show in Milan next September.
You're becoming all Italian.
Well, I think it's time for a bit of a transition, myself, Chris. I'm totally pissed off with this fucking place. Oh, big time.
Oh, don't say that, Nick. Oh. Beautiful Blighty.
No. Oh. No, I think it once was, but no. Oh. You know, I'm kind of turning my attentions
you're,
to...
You're turning more cosmopolitan.
Yeah, I think so.
Bohemian.
I think so, yeah. You know, the Italians seem to, you know, kind of get where I am.
Yeah.
They're on the same sheet as me. I think it's a place where I can actually kind of make the mark that I've been looking at doing. Mm. But just everything about the place, it's... They got it sorted.
So how would you go about getting residency there then? You know, I don't mean in your arts city. Well, say you wanted to go out there permanently. Would it be easy? Because it certainly isn't if you want to go to America or something.
To be honest, I don't know how easy it is. No. It's something that we have toyed with.
Mm.
I have literally, on my first trip out there, 2.5 weeks, I just fell in love with the place. Mm. So I thought, I could live here.
Mm.
I could definitely live here. You know, there's something about it that the lifestyle is totally, totally different from here.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot more kind of reflective, I'll say.
Yeah.
You know.
Laid back. And yeah. It's, without many cares in the world.
It's definitely that, Chris. You know, there's always time for coffee.
Yeah. That's
and a right. cake.
Yeah.
It don't matter how busy you are. Mm. We have coffee.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, and you sit and talk and spend time with friends. And I mean, I've met quite a lot of the Italian people out there, and they're just so warm and, you know, loving, romantic, passionate. You know, nothing like here.
No, well, nothing like here. That's true. We're a very insular bunch in Britain.
Terrible.
You know,
terrible.
Some places are worse than others. Like, I don't like going to London, for example, because everybody's in such a rush, a hurry. Nobody looks at anybody. They're either sort of whizzing past or on the blooming phone. You know, I can't stand that either.
No.
There are people on the phone the whole time talking away as if the person is with them, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but up in Lincolnshire, it's a little bit better, I think, in terms of people getting on. But having said that, Boston, of course, has got its problems, of which we are all aware.
Mm.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm not really going to take the opportunity to climb on the anti-UK wagon because that would use up many weeks of a broadcast of the Nick Elliott podcast shows.
Yeah,
but I just loved it, Chris. I mean, Rome, obviously the centre capital of the country.
Mm.
But, you know, you could move, Chris. You can walk about and... You know, everything's a sensible price.
Really?
That's surprising. A lot cheaper than here.
Really? Mm.
A lot cheaper in here. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, we shot a Two Go Mad, or part of the show, in Rome. And, you know, you literally walk around the Colosseum, Chris, and you're on the outside of the place, and you can move.
Mm.
You know, it's nothing like this country.
No.
Nothing like it, man. You know, and you drive down the main road and one side orange trees loaded with fruit, the other side lemon trees loaded with fruit. You know, things that wouldn't last overnight in this country. Some arsehole would tear it all down.
Well,
you know.
It's like that sycamore tree, isn't it? The sycamore gap tree, is it, up on Hadrian's Wall?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They
idiots.
They nailed that yo-yo, didn't they? Was it last week or the week before?
But what possesses somebody to say, I know, I'm going to chop down a tree that's been there for centuries?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Mm. Well,
I don't get it.
That's the English for you, man. That's the English for you.
That's not typical, is it?
No, well, possibly not. I don't know, Chris.
I don't want to go around chopping trees down.
You know. Don't you?
No, not really. Oh. No. I'll take my sycamore. Not my sycamore.
I know you're partial to mowing the lawn.
I'm partial to mowing. I like the stripes, Nick.
Is that what it is?
It's a nice stripe.
Bit of a Wimbledon vibe.
The Wimbledon vibe.
Oh, okay.
But I let it grow as long as I can, Nick. And the grass.
And the grass.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's the way forward.
I do.
Yeah.
Especially at my age.
I think to make gardening fulfilling, that's what you have to do.
Well, I can't find any fulfillment in it, really.
Can't you?
To be quite honest.
Talking about that, all right, then, Wimbledon, do you watch that?
I do, but only at the latter stage, isn't it?
Right.
I must admit to getting bored at the men's tennis when it goes over five sets. I wish there were three.
Right.
Myself. Because these can go on forever and ever and ever.
Do you know I love Wimbledon?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Why?
You can catch them when you sleep.
Very good one. Nice one, Nick, yeah.
Fucking terrible.
So I would tune in the last week of Wimbledon when it's spicing up a bit.
Right.
I certainly watch the finals.
Yeah.
But I prefer the women's tennis, to be quite honest.
There are no characters now, though, is there?
Not so much anymore, no. But at least with the women, it's not just power. That's what the men do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Almighty service. That's that point over. And it might happen to return it. That's that over and done with. With the women, there are rallies that develop, you know?
I can't remember the last time I watched it, really. No, I can't.
But the other bit I don't like about Wimbledon is the grunting that goes with it. You know, they serve. Oh, I come back the other way.
Was that Steffi Graf?
Yeah,
was that the one that
people misinterpret it, Nick.
Yeah. Well, that she got a bit coshing, didn't she, with the Wimbledon hierarchy, I think. They wanted to be quieter, didn't they?
Some
stupidness.
Some people have recorded these women's groans and grunts or whatever and put it out as a dodgy tape.
Are they really?
I listen to this. Oh.
Really? Yeah. And it's Steffi Graf warming up for the final.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okey dokey. Bloody hell. No, I don't even know. I don't even know. I haven't been near it for years, Chris.
No. I've actually been to Wimbledon a couple of occasions.
Have you really?
Yeah, yes. Many, many years.
Well, I've been to Wimbledon many times, but not to the court.
Not to the court. No. That's a showstopper.
Have you been to the court?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I saw tennis there.
Did you really?
Yeah. It's in low, back in my teens.
Really?
It? Yeah.
So who are we talking about?
What's her name? The one who married John McEnroe for a while. Oh, God, I can't remember her name now.
Ah, yeah.
Answers on a Poet. Krista Evans.
That's it. American.
Girl. I saw her play. Some others, Nick, they're probably all gone now.
Right.
But yeah, it was quite fun, I must admit.
Talking about that, I know we're not, this is slightly off the subject, but isn't it a shame that we've lost Gary Lineker?
We've lost him.
Well, he's off the BBC.
He's quit the BBC.
Yeah.
What do you mean, isn't it a shame, Nick?
I just think the guy.
Are you being sarcastic?
No. I've got a lot of time for Lineker.
Yeah.
Hell of a player, and I think as a presenter, he was just as good as he was a player.
Yes, he was, but he did have a tendency of making outrageous comments every now and again.
Did he?
But yeah, this is what he's getting into trouble
for. Oh, I know the BBC said, you know,
keep the good old left wing
P45.
BBC. Yeah, that's why he went. I'm not doubting his skills as a presenter. He's very, very good and a good footballer.
Yeah, great
but
player.
But he did put out some personal opinions, which wasn't his place to do as a BBC presenter.
Enlighten me what it was that caused him to them to lean on him.
I think he put out some Islamophobic comments. I think it was something of that nature.
I might be
wrong with that, so don't quote me.
Right.
But it's certainly he said some things that had potential to upset certain elements of society.
Christ almighty.
Which is silly of him to do, really.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, particularly in his position within the BBC, mm. that's supposed to be impartial.
Well, A, the BBC impartial. No. I should fucking Coco.
The BBC are...
loaded media, if ever you saw
yes,
it.
Yes, and they're very stone me. Left-wing...
Oh, dear, oh dear.
Yeah, they are.
Nonsense.
I'd rather watch that, though, than the GB News and that type of programme, which is basically the right-wing approach, you know, Farage and his lot.
Hey, do you not like Nige? Not a fan of Nige? No. Oh, I'm a big fan of Nige.
Really?
Yeah.
I stood against, what's his name, Mr. Tice, in the last local general election.
Right.
For Boston Skegness. I stood as a Green.
Yeah, and they, yeah.
And I came across him, and... wasn't particularly taken with him.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure he thinks the same as me as well. So, but no, we didn't get on.
No, I've got a lot of time for Nige. In fact, I think Nige is the future.
God, hope not.
Well, can it be any worse than the present?
No,
not at all. No. I mean, this shithouse bastard that's in there now, dear oh yeah. dear. And did I see this right? Did they give that? Shadiq Khan, is it? The Mayor of London? Are they just knighted that bastard?
Have they? That again, I think so. I don't really look at the knightings.
Yeah, I'm only going on what I grabbed on social media.
Yeah.
I think they're giving him a bloody knighthood.
Oh, they look after themselves.
Oh,
they?
Stone me, man.
Yeah.
Hopeless, isn't it?
Well, I think you should get a knighthood. Sir Nick Elliott.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think it's got a nice ring
about
it.
I don't know if I'd accept it.
Wouldn't you?
No.
No.
I don't know if I might do a John Lennon.
Yeah, John Lennon. Who else did it? Wedgwood Ben returned his down.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Old Tony.
Tony, was it Tony? Or did he refuse House of Law? He refused something. Other.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
No, I think I saw this on social media, which was going down a bit like a dose of chlamydia, actually.
Dose of what?
Chlamydia.
What's that? Then?
VD.
Give or take.
Give or take. It's a woman's thing.
Oh, is it?
It's a crutch vibe, you know, an issue.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for enlightening me, Nick.
Get a cream and stay in for a week. You know, that's one of them kind of gigs. Or change your soap powder.
Oh. Well, I hear some talcum powder.
Because he's chaffing your legs. You know what I'm saying? You know where I am.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah.
You know where I am.
I do.
As a mature adult.
Thank you for that. An X warning on this page.
Do you think?
Well, that's all well, talk.
Yeah, oh. Well, when I uploaded to Audioboom, which is the platform I use, you have to tick explicit language.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I don't know where that comes in with our shows or our conversations, really. Do you think we deal in explicit language?
I think you might a touch.
Do you think?
The old F word.
Really? It's funny because on the film set, A Diamond Dogs... there's been actually a couple of times where they said, can you just...
Tone it down a
bit. You tone the swearing down. What the fuck is that about? Hey?
You mean what the heck is that about?
It's creative licence.
It is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It comes with a package, man.
Yeah, well, I don't swear a lot, I must admit. I'm not positive.
Well, I've always done it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've always done it a lot, yeah.
I don't see the fucking point in it.
No. Think it's a load of bollocks, don't you?
A load of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Total not a crap.
Fucking twats.
I know. But then I don't like to swear. Bollocks.
Are you going to make me cough?
Oh, no.
Arsenal.
Yeah. Arsenal.
Okay, random question.
Yeah.
Favourite single of the 70s?
Favourite single of the 70s? My goodness. God, love me. Got to think about that. Got it. Mud, Tiger Feet.
Really?
Why not? That's the first one I thought
fuck
of.
Fuck me backwards. Really?
Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, I liked it.
Did you buy that?
Yeah, I still got
stone
it.
Stone me.
Don't you like Mud, Tiger Feet?
No.
All of their songs are great.
Really?
Dynamite. You can't be looking at Dynamite.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Ballroom Blitz.
No, that was the Sweet.
Oh, that was the Sweet. Yeah, that's right.
Wrong band.
Yeah, wrong band. Okay, I'm going to get you then.
All right.
Favourite album of the 90s?
Oh, Christ. Don't think I had one. Pulp.
Which one?
Different Class, was it?
Is it? Yeah. I think I know the one you mean.
Yeah.
I had to consult my CDs to check out.
I think it was different class.
I'll let you have that. I think
it was different class with Common People.
That's a good song.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. They, for me, were the band of the 90s.
Yeah. They said very good. Who was it they were up against? You said one and the other. Suede, was it?
Well, it was, yeah, it was that kind of, it's that Manchester vibe, Manchester, weren't it? So Oasis, Blur, although Blur were a London band.
Yeah. Happy Mondays, were they Manchester?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have bothered about that. We did some work with them, but Peter Cook and, you know.
Dudley Moore.
Hello, Pete. You know.
What, Pete?
I lay in bed the other night.
Why, Pete?
And there's a tap on the window.
Why was a tap on the window? Wasn't it on the bath?
No, it was on the window, Pete.
Well, that's a CD player. Yeah, Pete.
And I got up, I opened the window.
Aye.
And do you know who it was?
No.
Greta Bloody Garbo.
Greta Bloody Garbo. And what was she doing there? You realise we're both playing the same character.
I know we were.
We're very schizophrenic of us.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't really remember who did the lead, but I think it was Dud, weren't it?
They were funny.
Oh, they were funny.
Yeah, but I like that voice.
They were bloody great. Dud, how are you doing, Dud? Yeah.
And they always tried to make each other laugh, didn't they? Yeah. Why they delivered the speech. Yeah. They were a very funny couple.
Good stuff. Really good.
Yes, Pete.
So anyway, back to it. That's what I've been doing. Yeah. Pretty much up until the Hong Kong trip, really. I then went into the Hong Kong trip, which we'll come to later on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, bought any new tunes?
CDs.
What you listen to? Yeah.
Oh crikey! I just go into charity shops, Nick, and I look through, and if there's something I like the look of, I buy it.
Right.
For example, the last one I bought was a big band triple set CD. I got it for £3.
Now, good.
And I'll tell you what, some right good tunes from the sort of 40s, 50s.
Oh, can't whack it, man. No. Big band swing. Yeah. I loved it. Yeah, love it. So I really do.
Very pleased with that. Yeah. And revisit my old favourites, you know, Physical Graffiti I've been playing recently.
Is that what you've been listening to?
A bit of Led Zepp. Yeah. A bit of Pink Floyd. Had a bit of Rush on the other day as well.
I was never bothered about Rush.
The one I really liked was their big hit, which is Spirit of Radio. Do you remember that one?
Was that the album?
No, it was a single.
Okay.
It's got a lovely guitar break in
it. I'd have to listen to it.
Yeah, that was a good one. This is a bit off the wall. Tangerine Dream.
Ah.
Now,
I saw that band.
Did you?
I did, way back in the day. Very, very good.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Psychedelia.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. It was a German, weren't they? Tangerine Dream.
I think they were. Yeah. Because at the same time, there was a band called Faust. Do you remember them?
No, but I remember Kraftwerk.
German band. Autobahn, I had that album.
Yeah, I've got that album.
That was the only one I had.
Yeah, well, have you got the one where the whole of the first side is Autobahn? That's it.
So weren't that Autobahn the album?
Yeah, I think so. And on the I'm talking CDs here.
Yeah,
on one side of a CD, it's just that one track.
Right. Okay.
It goes about 35 minutes.
Yeah,
but it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
They went out a couple of years back, didn't they? Band.
Yeah.
Probably longer than that. Yeah. 5 or 6 years ago, I think, because they did Latitude, Suffolk Festival, headline there, yeah, that particular year. I think it was about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. I might just go to my CD rack, which, as you know, is extensive.
Oh, to say the least.
Yes, and my CD rack.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I might just randomly pull one out,
right?
See what I've got. Yeah, let's give that
and whack it on
and see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
I rather like doing that, you know, see what comes out of it.
Yeah, that's always a good kind of, choice.
Yeah, just
random. Method, really.
Random.
Yeah.
Or because you can get really quite fixed into it, can't you? Like, another band, if I put a Supertramp album on, for example.
Oh, now you're talking.
I'm going to have to play the whole album, then the next album, then the next album.
One of my favourite bands of all time.
Yeah, brilliant.
I think, to be honest, for me, as influential as Pink Floyd.
I wouldn't put them that high.
I would.
Because I'd say Pink Floyd are the best.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But certainly up there.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. There's some musical skills to that lot.
And that, some of the whole material, fucking stunning. Yeah. Absolutely stunning.
Mm.
Really, really, such well-crafted.
That's it. Pieces of art.
Oh, stunned me. Big time.
Mm.
Yeah. No, I was a massive fan. And then I was lucky enough to work with them, which was a big box for me to tick, 201, when they did the first reunion tour of the original band. Because he's now dead, isn't he?
I think so.
Roger Hudson was the front man.
Yeah.
I have a Supertramp tour shirt given to me by the band.
Wow. So that's nice, isn't it?
Which
that's
is a treasured possession.
I bet, yeah.
Although I've got many treasured possessions in my tour shirts. Like,
and also you got my pencils thing.
Pencils, which is a present I've got today. We had a chat about pencils earlier on, didn't we? Because
that's the sort of thing we do.
It is.
We like to know that we got lead in our pencils.
Indeed. Indeed.
And apparently we have.
Well, I now have.
Yeah.
I think I've got six.
I think you might have six.
Six leads in my pencil.
I have gifted them to you, sir.
Fantastic. And they're all personalised, aren't they?
They are.
Tell us the story about the pencils.
Well, one that's coloured red, that I think is a tutoring agent I used to run, because I teach side.
Yeah.
So I ordered a set of pencils and I'll give them out. Have a pencil from your tutor, that type of thing.
Yeah.
The other ones are from a school I used to teach at many, many years ago. I think they must have bought a job lot of the things to take a handful.
Right.
So I did, you know, and they're still here with me. And then you came in and you said you love all things pencil.
I write with pencil all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a pen fan.
No, so I thought, here we are then. I shall gift Nicholas some pencils.
I'm totally honoured, actually.
Well, that's quite all right.
Because they're also, they're blank pencils, aren't they? They haven't been sharpened.
No, and you're talking about pencil sharpeners as well.
Indeed, because I've got a bit of a fetish about electronic pencil sharpeners. Yes,
especially those ones at school, we were saying.
That's it.
That you put your pencil towards it, and all of a sudden it grabbed it and dragged it in, didn't it?
So there's
no escape for that pencil.
Or the one with the little handle
that you turned
that reminded you of a ticket, a Clippy Girl on a bus. Right. And that used to kill a good 10 minutes in the lesson, didn't it?
That's if you were
pissed off with it.
Go and get your pencil.
I need to sharpen my fucking pencil. So you'd stand there, it's broke, sir. It's broke. You know, and you used to blag good 10 minutes, didn't you?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, out of that.
Yeah.
And a little box that used to come out with all the shavings in. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do, yeah. Which you'd accidentally drop, had to sweep them all up.
Oh, of course. Anything to burn up time, really, yeah. 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 That's probably why I'm a bit of a retard.
No, you're not young Nicholas. You're not none of those things.
I'm not an educated man.
Well, what is education?
You tell me, you are.
Well, it's a qualification, isn't it? So what?
I suppose
that's
it is.
That's the way I look at it. You know, education in life is more important.
Oh, I've got shitloads of that.
Yeah, well, there you are then. You're
absolutely
educated.
Shitloads of that.
You're educated.
Yeah, I'm a professor in the University of Life.
Yes, that's right.
Professionalism. Well, Grenville. Yeah. Fetch a cloth.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. yes, no. Or it's the other way around, isn't it? No, yes. Which is Vicar and Dibley.
Vicar and Dibley.
Yeah.
Tom?
Yeah, I think it was
Tom. Was it Tom?
Don't know, it was the old boy, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was, the old geezer.
Yeah, he used to go off on one, then change his mind halfway through it.
Okay, random question.
Oh, another one.
Favourite album of all time?
Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd.
Easy.
All right, for you, same question.
Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd.
There we go then,
Every album should be compared to Dark Side of the Moon.
All right, I think so.
Every day of the week.
Yeah. What about Sgt. Pepper and the Beatles?
No. Good album, but no. Pink Floyd for me, just...
Yeah.
Space travel away, man.
Yeah. Although the Beatles were something else, as we've had this discussion
before.
Yeah,
you were a Beatles fan, weren't you?
Loved the Beatles. Still do love the Beatles.
No, I... Well, again, we've had this conversation, as you say. you know, Stones or Beatles. I went the Stones every day.
Yeah, and I went the Beatles. I would say Beatles. I didn't like their, particularly like their early stuff. It's sort of Rubber Soul onwards that I really got into their music. So when they stopped doing Love, Love Me Do, that type of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, 2 minute singles.
They went into sort of the Rubber Soul era, they're on in.
Yeah.
Got a bit more experimental.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And by the time you got to Sgt. Pepper, that blew my mind, that one.
Yeah, that was so serious. I did buy
yeah.
Pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one with all the cutout, the cardboard bollocks inside, and the sleeves.
We should have kept them. If you can get one of those now with those cutouts, Undisturbed,
yeah.
An original one, they're worth a fortune.
Are they really?
Yeah, and it's not a reprint.
The Pucker Gear, because that was, correct me if I'm wrong, that was one of the very first albums recorded in true stereo.
Yes, it was. And the Beatles knew that because of their experimentation. And some of the tracks and music goes from side to side to side.
Yeah.
It really hits you, doesn't it?
It's very good reproduction. Yeah. It is. But, okay, favourite single of all time?
Oh, crap.
You got one?
You're pushing me, aren't you? Favourite single of all time? This will be a strange one for you.
Okay.
By a chap called Deodato, also Sprat Zarathustra.
Ah. Okay, punk band?
No. It's a jazzy take on Also Sprat Zarathustra, to be honest, which is a classical piece.
Yeah.
And it goes on about 8 minutes, and I love it.
Really? That's your favourite single of all time?
Well, you put me on the spot there, Nick.
I didn't know that.
That's certainly one I can think of, that really got me, you know, hooked in. But because it was so unique. Like, I could have said Mouldy Old Doe, Lieutenant Pigeon, which I've got a copy of somewhere.
You could have said that. But I don't think I would have taken that seriously.
No. But, you know, Free, You're Right Now. It's another great single. Yeah. How can you pick out...
You can't.
It's an impossibility.
You can't. All right, then, favourite film?
Favourite film of any genre?
Yeah.
Right, easy for me. 2001 Space Odyssey.
Really?
Every time I watch that, I get something different out of it. Yeah. How about you, if you're going to answer that question?
Ooh. Well, I've got a top five.
Go on, then.
Favourite film of all time?
That's
a difficult one. Yeah, a bit of dead air there.
Yeah.
That's a difficult one. I'll come back to that.
Oh, you asked me it next.
I'll do another. I'll come back to that in the next show.
Okay. I'll hold you to that, viewers. Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Right. I think for now, then, we probably made that much of an impression and bored you shitless.
What do you think? Is anybody still listening, Nick?
I wouldn't have thought so.
No,
I would think they're probably self-harming.
Do you think?
You know, trying to book a doctor's appointment for Prozac.
Yeah, drunk half bottle of scotch.
Possibly.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
You know,
yeah.
Or if you're living in a tower block, throwing yourself out the window.
Well, with a parachute.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Why bother with a parachute?
Well, why not? Yeah, why not? We mustn't condone that sort of action.
No, probably not.
No, not a good
Because apart from that, every listener is a valuable listener.
We appreciate each and every one of them.
I think we do.
I know we do.
Don't we?
Yeah, definitely.
So for now, we'll be back in the next show.
Okay.
Which I think is show 10,047.
Is it?
And a half.
Oh, I thought we got to 10,048, but obviously not.
Oh, okay. Well, you're the educated one, so probably you'd know better than I would.
I'm the one with the bits of letters after my name. That's it.
Right.
You're the one with all the life experience and all the juicy stories to tell.
Okay.
What's the extent of my excitement? 40 years of teaching. Great. Thanks,
yeah. System.
Yeah.
From signed Chris Moore.
And Emma.
Emma. Okay, for now.
Yes.
We'll see you again soon.
Yeah, we will. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in and keep it loud.
Bye-bye.